table. Are you here? There's no place else to set the table. Let's go to John chapter 17, verse 15. He said, I cannot say take them out of this world. Jesus was speaking. He said, I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of this world. But that's the rule in the midst. Lighthouse, look. There's nobody that is not hated, though. We all have a common enemy. Lighthouse. Just flashback, how often we raise, kill my enemy, don't let them wake up tomorrow. Before they leave, they will transfer the spirit. Oh, you don't know a spirit that make people do what they do? When Elisha left, who took his mantle? That witch, when he's going, the spirit will know this body is packed up. That's why evil continues. Daddy, mommy, if evil people die, there should be a fewer people now, but there will be fewer of them now. Say unending. Now, Psalm 23, verse 5 says, he set a table before me in the midst, in the presence of my enemy. We encourage us to do what? To be comfortable in the midst. That's what means to be triumphant. And that's why you cannot claim you are standing, except to take caution not to fall. Because your enemy is gaming for your weak point. I bring you a word from the Lord today. Managing your stance. Managing your stance. You know the word circumstance? You know circumstance? You know what it means? It's two words coming together. Circum, like the circumference of a circle. The stance in it is another word to take a position. So when you say in the circumstance, that's the circum, the things that surround the standing that you took. Lighthouse, you really want to be happy? You have to know how to rule in the midst. We shared a testimony on Sunday when somebody is walking on ice. You see, if you don't fear to fall, you won't have any plan against it. Are you here? If there is ice outside there now, do you walk as if there is no ice? You walk so that you won't fall. My dear family, you want to live a long and happy life, walk so that you don't fall. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. My sister, let's see it in NKJV, NIV, man. He said, in NIV, he said, you should be careful not to fall. My dear family, we have a few minutes remaining just to open it up. Because in the midst of claiming you stand, you don't know it's a setup. By the time you look at the ground, may there not be a hole under your feet. In the name of Jesus. Let's go on quickly. But when you are standing, the fact that you are standing marks the risk of falling. You didn't catch it. Have you heard people say, he that's on the ground? Did you catch that? You didn't get it. He said, he that is on the ground, they fear no fall. So what's the converse of that? He that is standing, he has fallen. You've got the anchor. Say, I will keep standing. You see, the notice about it is to learn how to mitigate that risk. On a snowing day, they went to take me to the drop me at the park at the train station. And this guy was ice on the road. Bosa hit the car. from the rear. I've not even boarded the plane, boarded the train when they called me. Oh, sorry. Somebody just hit the cow. Oh, we ruled in the mist. I said, don't worry. I won't because of that come back. Exchange insurances and all of that, blah, blah, blah. I told her what to do. Now, that thing, because we built it in, we feared the car could be destroyed. Are you here, Lighthouse? We did what? We feared. And you see, you know, you don't know that. You thought the government just didn't like you. They want to take your money. That's why they say you should have insurance policy. Don't pay. Then you don't have a car again. Because you didn't mitigate the risk. Lighthouse, ensure you're standing. Do what? Spiritually. Let him that take, you know, you think they, you see, it's weird that they don't have plan. Satan has plan. Number two. There's a risk of falling. You remember the Bible says, when a man sleepeth, his enemy did what? When he woke up, he said, shh. Romans chapter 11, verse 19. The risk and potential possibility to fall exists. Can I tell you a secret? There's people waiting for your fall. You may not know it. They may not even, they may, oh, my people. But say they won't see it. Lighthouse, they don't mean to do it that way. But you see, you occupy a position. That if vacant, somebody else will take it. Somebody, it was his sister Funke at the video, said, nobody will replace me in my husband's house. Somebody passed, his wife passed. And God said, tell him, if you want to leave long, go and remarry. Are you here? Oh, you think if a spouse, you see some people, anyway, that's not, I have to go on. Romans chapter 11, verse 19, my sister. So he said, thou will say then, the branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in. Did you see what I've just said about, you didn't hear that the GO was walking around and God said, ghost, he had people praying that he would die. You think they just want him to die so that there will be no more GO? No, that there will be new GO. Hallelujah. But God said, don't worry. You will bury all of them. He said all of them will die. He wanted to go in. He didn't want God didn't show them to him. He said he wanted to go in. Hey, I hear you. God said, no, don't. Keep going. But God said, he didn't know them, but he heard them. And God said, don't worry. Long after they are gone, you'll still be here. Say, I hear. Now, see this. Oh, Lighthouse. Understand life. Amen. So that you know how to keep living. How to do what? He said, you will say them branches were broken off so that I can be grafted in. Go on, my sister. We're going to 21. He said, yes, that's okay. That happened. But they were broken off because of unbelief. And you stand by faith. Don't be angry. Don't be arrogant. Do what? So don't take it ahead. They are unlucky. That's why I'm the good man. He said, you too. Look at verse 21. For if God did not spare the natural branches, if you don't mitigate your standing. So yeah, we'll keep standing. Lighthouse, are you here? Now, it's not Quran we are reading, no. This is holy book. You know, sometimes when God gives us this word, you think I know about it before. No, I had nothing about all of this. Even me, myself, I'm afraid. There are others who want to take. Watching for our fall. But say, I won't fall. In the name of Jesus. Proverbs chapter 37, Psalm 37, verse 32. Apart from the potential risk of being fallen, there are enemies dug in your steps. The righteous, the wicked watches over the steps of the righteous to slay. You see that? Psalm 37, my sister. Psalm 37, verse 32. He said, the witch in KJV, man. Hallelujah. KJ, oh, Lighthouse. But you need to be comfortable when it's uncomfortable. Have you left? That's the brand. That's how we are made. He set a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Your role is to make the enemy helpless, regardless. Have you left? That's why Bible says, in all of these things, we are more than conquerors. If you are too enemy conscious, you won't sit at the table. You say, God, take the table. But God said, he set a table before me in the presence of my enemies. God wants you to deal with it. He said, see what he says. He said, the wicked watcheth the righteous and seek to slay him. Look at the next verse. He said, but God will not deliver into his hands. Neither will he be condemned when he's brought to judgment. I love that. With my Lighthouse. This is how we live, man. I have to close. We'll continue next week. Did you see this? He said, the Lord will not leave him in his hands. Now, when they bring accusation against him, he will not be condemned. Do you know it's not wrong to be judged? In fact, sometimes it's good that judgment comes early so that you can be acquitted. Because if judgment lingers, your innocency will not be declared. Let's lift our hands to God and talk to him. Say, Lord, make me happy again. When David cried, cast me not away from your presence, take not your Holy Spirit from me. He was fearing being God didn't cast him away. But he knows the order of it. And he said, Lord, cast me not away. Cast me not away. In my weakness, Lighthouse, you should pray every day. Jesus Christ said, lead us out of temptation. Deliver us from evil. Have mercy on us, O God. Say, have mercy on me. 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 Oh, if you don't know how ready, you know, when people fall, if you see how the news travels, but when people are promoted, it's just the way it is. So it's you that must know how to sit at the table. God bless you, my sister. You have to construct. If you can't manage it, how I don't know, but we will manage it. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King. Da 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 da. Ta 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 da ta 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 da. Standing on the promises of God. Let's sing it to the Lord. Standing on the promises of Christ, my King. Through eternal ages, let his praises ring. Glory in the highest, I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior. Standing
on the promises of God.
Please keep standing. You know that's what we will do, right? You don't stand sitting, right? Please don't let it grieve you. John chapter 8, verse 7. Psalm 130, my sister. Psalm 130, my sister, verse 3. Look at this scripture.
It says, if God will mark iniquity, if God should mark iniquity, let me give you an insight to that, so that you can know how to be afraid not to fall. You know, when you write exam, the examiner has a marking script. Okay? All right. So in that marking script are possible answers to you that they will check in your question. All right? Okay. So when they are reading your script, they are looking, if they don't find the answer in the script, in your script.
Oh my God.
Now, this is what God is possible to do. God is able to, if you think you are standing, God is able to invoke a marking scheme that is not in your report, that is not in your record. That's what Bible says, that if God will mark iniquity. You remember those people that caught a woman in adultery? Right? All right. They thought they saw God's script. In fact, they quoted it. He said, Moses said, if we see this person, stone him. Stone her. Now, when they brought the woman to Jesus, you know, he's the examiner. He pulled out a new marking script. And you know, God said, oh my God, I love that. You know, you know, Jesus now said, okay, don't go. just keep standing. My sister, don't die. John chapter 8. I'm sharing with you how God can mark iniquity. He said, if God will mark iniquity, nobody will be able to stand. My sister, please go to John chapter 8. Please read from verse 7. For want of time, we have 3 minutes to go. You see, Jesus didn't answer them quickly. But Bible says they continued because they thought they had the ground. You catch it? They thought they had the ground. So, you know, so the Bible says, so they continued asking him. So that means they didn't ask him one time. So Jesus was looking at them and they're like this, that. They should have just stoned that woman. You know what I'm saying? Rather not include Jesus. Can I tell you a secret? Never tell, under any circumstance, I beg you, in your anger, don't ever say God will judge between me and you. You will be found wrong. You see, because it's not you, you see, you know what you did? You invoke judgment when there is no cause for it. Are you here like that? You invoke judgment when there is no call for it. It's not you that will tell God to judge. He will judge anyway. But don't invoke it. That's what happened to these people. Just, Bible says, let your yes, don't swear with anything. Just carry your bag and just go. Now, you see what happened here? Bible says, so when they continued asking him, he left him with no choice but to pull out a new script. He said he lifted up himself and said unto them, they quoted the law of Moses, but they didn't know God can. Examiner has the right to look for what he's looking for. He doesn't show, have they shown you the Martin script before? They don't show it to you. Oh, glory be to God. And Jesus now said, he that is without sin among you. Do you know who was left standing? That woman alone. Give God the hand clap. Look at the next verse, my sister. When Jesus lifted up, she was the only one standing. And again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. Verse 9. And they which heard it, being convicted, their heart was saying that, this one, you didn't write this one down. This one is not your note. They must not meet me. They must not meet me here. That's what happens when God marks iniquity. He said, and they, with them being convicted by their own, went one by one. You know, I've told you what that is, right? You know, the older you go, if you look at my same book now, and what's my daughter's son's name? Damilola, right? Oh, no, you are Damilola. Kevin, the one that came out,
Yeah. You know, I will have more things to repent because he's young. No, that he said, beginning from the eldest. His bag is full. The body is heavy. He just said. So they left from the, you know, when he talked about everything he did. You know, the youngest was still thinking, okay, I lied 3 days ago. Then, he didn't run in time. Anyway, by the time he finished, he just ran. And Jesus was left in awe. And the woman, the what? Standing in the midst. Let's lift up our hands to God. I say, God, please keep me standing. Keep me standing. They thought they stood. Let him that thinketh his stand take it. My dear family, only God. Daddy Jesus said something I will never forget. He said, after you have done everything, you still need the mercy of God to inherit the kingdom. Lighthouse, don't underrate the fact that it's God that will keep you standing. Cry to him today. Say, Lord, please help me. Help me. Help me. Keep me. Let me stand before you. Yeah, I may not stand before them, because that's what happened between this woman. He didn't have a chance. She should have been. In fact, if they had done the judgment, they would have been fine. Until they brought it to God. Say, Lord, please keep me standing. Let me obtain mercy from you. He said, if the original tree was cut off so that you can be grafted. He said, be careful, therefore. Because if God did not spare the first one, when he weighs you also, may God not let us go down. Father, please. You know how we got here? God wants our heavens opened. So that, and we manage it. Lighthouse, hold on to God. Let him be your salvation. I haven't done all to stand. Hold on to him. Father, Lord, we just want to thank you. We bless you. Bible says, who we are sent to the hills of the Almighty, who will stand upon his holy mountain. He that has a clean heart and a pure heart. He that has not lifted up his heart unto vain things. He that has not sworn deceitfully nor lied unto his neighbor. This man shall receive blessings from God. Father, Lord, we thank you. But who is able to ascend unto all these things except we are brought up? Father, Lord, we thank you. Daddy, keep us standing. Anything seeking to fall us, Lord, like they were seeking to see that man. In fact, they were seeking to bring Jesus down with her, except that he was kept standing by the word of the Lord. When you are examined, God will hold you up. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Please stretch your hands towards me. You don't know that anytime I ask you to pray for me is because I fear. You don't know. You talk, No. I need your prayers. The psalmist said, Paul said, he said, pray for us. Pray for us. Pray for us. Pray for me. Having preached, I myself also will not be a castaway. Father, my eyes are on you. At your appearance, both the hearer and the speaker, let none of us be ashamed. In Jesus' name we pray. How many people have been in church today? Let's give God a hand clap. Glory be to God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy are following us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. God bless you. Have a good afternoon. We resume our prayer meetings tomorrow, and be blessed.